This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne, and we're going to take a step back from the story that has dominated the headlines since last weekend. A Pakistani-American, Faisal Shahzad, is now in custody, accused of rigging an SUV with a homemade bomb in Times Square. He's allegedly admitted to the crime. Investigators are trying to determine whether this 30-year-old has links to the Pakistani Taliban. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston says the news coverage of this story fundamentally changed the investigation itself. And Dina is now with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get to that, the whole question of how the media might have changed the story, tell us about any new developments in the case as of this morning.
Well, there are two new videos. One allegedly shows a man who resembles Shahzad climbing out of the smoking SUV in Times Square with a white baseball cap on. And the second allegedly shows him buying fireworks in Pennsylvania, the same fireworks that were found inside the car as part of the bomb. So that could add to the evidence being gathered in the case against him. There's also growing evidence of at least a tangential link with the Pakistani Taliban, and I think we'll be learning more about that, too.
And, Dina, back to the whole question of the media. Someone must have told you and other reporters these and other things. Usually that would be law enforcement.
Yes, exactly. And usually they don't talk to reporters about ongoing investigations. But in this particular case, they did.
In other words, the media was getting out in front of the investigation itself.
Well, there's a dynamic here in New York where there's the NYPD and there's the FBI, and they're always talking about how seamlessly they work. And the truth is, there's a lot of professional rivalry between the two. And if you get detectives or agents off for a beer somewhere, one of their favorite pastimes is to complain about something the NYPD did or something the FBI missed. And in this case, there ended up being lots of leaks for that reason. Details about the investigation were all over local newspapers, even as they were trying to figure out who did it, and like hints about what they found in the car and the direction the case was going.
Dina, obviously you talked to these sources too. Did you think you did anything at all in these past few days that would have revealed too much?
Well, I was aware that they were surveilling the suspect, and I knew if I reported it, it could cause problems for the investigation. For example, on Monday afternoon, basically a day and a half after the attack, a news organization reported that law enforcement officials were looking for an American of Pakistani descent from Shelton, Connecticut. And I saw that report, and I was shocked when it came out. I mean, I knew the information, but I had decided not to report it since he hadn't been arrested.
Is it possible that Shahzad himself saw that report?
It's a great question. Yes, in fact, after he was in custody, he told the arresting officers that was the moment when he saw that report that he knew it was only going to be a matter of time before they would all close in on him. He assumed after seeing that report that he was under surveillance. And that's a big deal because surveillance really is only effective if people don't know they're being watched. Several law enforcement officials talked to me about this, and one in particular told me it was like watching an episode of 24 in real time. And the only problem was that Shahzad was able to see it too. And then it even got worse. You know, reporters actually started showing up at Shahzad's house in Shelton, Connecticut, waiting for the arrest to happen. And in fact, he was actually in Bridgeport, Connecticut, up the road, where he'd rented a small apartment. But apparently, at that location, reporters started showing up because that was leaked too.
So what you're saying is if Shahzad is seeing a reporter, then the police can't be far behind, and he must have known that.
Exactly. And there's another wrinkle to all of this. The law enforcement knew by running his name through databases that he'd purchased a gun in March. And if he was following media reports, he knew the noose was tightening and he might try to shoot his way out. So they had to fundamentally change how they were going to approach the house to prepare for that possibility. And then Shahzad surprises them by leaving the apartment. He goes to a local supermarket and they lose him. And according to NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly, they lost him for about 3 hours. So when they finally catch up to Shahzad on the airplane, he smiles at the officers and he says, "I've been expecting you. Are you NYPD or FBI?" So not exactly an element of surprise.
Well, we will, of course, be continuing to follow the story of the would-be bombing in Times Square. Dina, thanks very much. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston talking to us from New York.
You're welcome.